I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is a duck?
What is a duck?
What is a duck? A birdfish. What bird lives in water?
A few, quite a few.
Well, exactly, well, then it should be a fish.
It can't breathe underwater, though.
Rhinos can't either.
Rhinos?
Hippos.
Hippos.
Right. Hippos ain't fish.
Neither are rhinos.
And neither are ducks.
Bro, put it this way. If I spend the majority of my day in a pool or in water, I better learn how to breathe under this.
Boys, now is the perfect time to tell the crowd about our sponsors for today, NordVPN.
And you know why they come in handy? Because at a certain time...
Bro, man. Relax, man. He hasn't even got his sentence on.
I'm just saying, certain time, I don't want my IP address related to certain... You know what? Sorry, take
you know what? You make a great point. Obviously, Nord, it blocks ads. This time of year, if you're traveling, you just come back from Copenhagen, you just came back from Portugal, you need that NordVPN when you're traveling so you can access all your services.
I didn't even think about that use for it, actually. It makes perfect sense.
Just to download MP3s, bro. You get me? They're trying to give you some hot girl in your area.
NordVPN can block all of that. Obviously, safety with one click is probably the most important thing you will add to your computer. I've got it on every single device. And we got an exclusive deal.
NordVPN.
So if you want to support Filthy, support our sponsors, you click nordvpn.com/filthyfellas, or you just go into nordvpn.com and you put the code filthyfellas in there. You'll get 4 months extra free and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Once you've got it, you don't realize how important NordVPN is to your life.
NordVPN.
nordvpn.com/filthyfellas, or use the code filthyfellas. Filthy at five.com. Welcome to another magical bonus episode.
I like the bonus episodes, man.
I'm tired. Why are you tired, Dan?
I was going to say, care to elaborate?
Because I just came back from Copenhagen.
Okay, yeah, that will do it to you.
Martin Odegaard.
Jet lag.
I mean, this is a bad combination.
What's the combination?
Magnum and Barocca.
Magnum and Barocca? What kind of science experiment?
I was saying it's bruschetta.
You were saying bruschetta, yeah.
What's bruschetta?
We don't know why. What's bruschetta? Perfect.
It's like little chopped up tomatoes on bread.
It's tomato on toast.
Oh, with all the little...
Yeah. Tomato on toast.
I don't know what it is.
Garnish.
Like garlic.
Garnish. If I go to a restaurant, I go to Italian, I go to the Turkish. The starters are
calamari.
I don't like calamari. It's a bit rubbery, man.
What about
olives?
Mozzarella salad, yeah, with the basil and the tomatoes.
That's like a main for you, though. You're a vegetarian.
That is the fundamental ingredients of my main and my starter.
I thought risotto was a pasta, you know. I didn't know it's like...
Risotto is not.
Risotto's rice, bro.
Looking like rice pudding, bro.
Risotto's rice. It's wet rice.
But it's rice pasta.
Hogan's a madman. I watched him order a mushroom risotto. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's lit. That's lit.
I don't like mushrooms. I don't like risotto, so I don't see...
Why would you...
Yeah, like, you thought we were going to back you.
Nah, that's crazy. Even the look of it, the texture and all that, like, it's not right, bro.
Nah, risotto is cold.
I used to nyam rice pudding when I was a youth.
With some jam.
I try to eat it as an adult. I said, what the is this?
I'm telling you, there's some things you shouldn't eat as an adult.
Yeah, like, that's childish.
Yeah, I used to give it to my youth, and I just feel bad. Yeah. Because he don't even know.
He thinks it's live.
He
thinks it's
proper.
They got baby rice. Have you seen baby rice?
Yeah. That's kind of leng, though, you know.
Is it?
It smells leng. I ain't eaten it. It smells leng. So.
Baby Chino.
It just tastes, everything. I feel like all them baby products smell
baby Chino?
The same.
Baby Chino's like a cappuccino, but for babies.
So there's no coffee in it? There's no caffeine?
I thought it was Chino's. thought it was chinos for babies.
I've been watching Bluey.
Yeah, my son loves Bluey. My son loves Bluey.
Bluey's good, you know.
Bluey is good, man.
Jordy, you'd like it.
I'm not. What?
No, it's good.
I even got a kid. I got bit by a dog on the way back from a McDonald's party. Hey, man. So we've left the McDonald's and we're walking down Kings and High Road, yeah? And we're going down and obviously, like, there's bare kids, the parents are there, but we've run off far in the distance, you know what I'm trying to say? As we're running off, there's some utes licking the off licence. You get me? There's two of them. They pulled up on a motorbike, helmets. They run on. They've licked the off license. So I don't know if they stuck the man up, done whatever they done. But then obviously he was nervous. When they're running out, he's let the big old station go in it.
Oh no!
Dave come out, jumped on the bike, skirted. Dogs coming after them, intercepted us running.
Just lit man down.
Dog
switched target is mad.
He just jumped on me.
Do you remember that in the end?
Against the thing, you got me here.
Bro, I remember that in the end.
I was traumatized.
It's like, you're getting chased by a dog. You're getting chased by a dog. In a second, I'm getting chased by a dog now.
What was the dog's name in your ends? That was just...
You always knew his name.
Killer.
Oh, brother, there was too much.
Oh, it was Sheila.
Sheila sounds bad.
Yeah, Sheila was bad.
People ain't really got big dogs. I see like French bulldogs, your little Egypt dogs.
Nah, it's because it's a fashion thing. Nah, you're right. That's true though. Still, everyone has little. All the expensive dogs are small now, innit?
Cost of living, man. Everyone's got a small house.
People wanted to choose their pet based on what would bang on social. So the adoption of black cats and black dogs fell through the floor because they don't photograph well.
Sorry, you should have a black cat anyway.
I rate black cats.
Sabrina.
Sabrina had one.
Yeah, Salem.
Salem.
That's a G. That's one of
the
realest.
Yeah, I got a black cat in my family home.
I rate black cats, man.
Your cat's name was...
My old school cat was Sandy. I'm talking about the cat that's in my mum's house.
The black cat that lives in your house now.
In my house now.
Kodak.
No.
It's a good name for a cat, though.
That is a cold name, you know.
Her name's Rihanna May.
What does that mean?
Rihanna May.
Mm.
Why?
Your cat was called Rihanna May. Double barrel.
It's called Rihanna May. Yeah, wow. Double barrel.
That's so long.
My dad's brethren had a dog called Dog.
You see, cats might be the only animal that don't move like animals.
What do they move like?
Humans.
People. Humans.
They move like humans.
They're arrogant.
They're very arrogant. Very, very arrogant.
Arrogant, man.
They move like gin.
What's gin?
Ghost.
Oh.
They're not, there's something weird.
Move that chin. Hey, cats are booky, man.
They're super booky.
Cats don't need you for nothing.
They even when they're going around the door, they're like. You know, like that. Like, just walk around the door, man.
Just walk around the door.
Like, they'll find a way to survive. They'll find gaps in the yard. Like, say you was went on holiday and you forgot your dog in the yard or you got trapped for like 3-4 weeks. You come back, that dog's dead.
Yeah, facts. Hopefully, don't do that.
But you see your cat.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. But you do the same thing to your cat. You walk back in, he'll be bawling around looking at you like, you try to kill me, huh?
Bro, you come back, the cat subletting and everything, bro.
He's built a whole new life. I caught them rushing my cat in the alleyway.
So what did you do?
Other cats.
Yeah, four of them. They're always trying to, because it's like, I don't know why they didn't like him. I don't know if he was bad or what, but it was always... I don't know if he was like a gallus, but it was always on him. It was never like a one-on-one. It was just always on him. One time I caught him, like, four of him, trying to back up.
Is this
him.
Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy, yeah.
Mugs on the road shouting Sandy is crazy.
He's a tabby cat, like a ginger tabby.
Oh, by the way, boys, I won.
What?
Marshall's leaving.
Where? Oh. To go where?
Really?
He's leaving United.
He might do a De Gea. He probably ain't going to get a club.
28 years old.
Yeah.
I don't really give a about football.
Came here to talk about our kids, man.
Yeah, man. Speaking about the kids, man. What about the future, bro? Are we up for another child, Jordy, man?
Hey.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey. What do you mean? Miles is here, bro. Well, he's not here, but Miles is filthy. No. Stop pressing me. Press him. And then
will be a far more successful parent than Miles.
It's true. It's true. I will.
Can you imagine Miles as a parent?
Nah.
I'm not gonna lie. Miles don't look like he can have a ute. You got potential. I think you can do it.
You've got potential. I reckon you can do it.
Miles better freeze his youths now. You're telling me the truth. You better freeze them now or he's going to be screwed. I can tell.
So who's the next to get snipped?
Me.
Me.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, I think you first, actually.
Would you, watch this. Would you take the money to never...
Wow, that's a great question.
Would you take the money
to never what?
Never beat again. How much money?
That's four. Not worth no
four,
money.
Four, four, four.
4 million.
That's not worth money.
Not worth, no, there's no bread.
Well, you're not taking 4 mil.
When you get 4 mil, what do you think the third thing you're going to think about? Gyal. No, because at first, it's a couple things, family.
You can offer me 26 billion.
Yeah, we know that about you.
I didn't even ask you.
But imagine you got 4 million, what your gyal life is now.
Yeah.
4 mil.
Hella temptation.
Brother, you're done, bro.
4 mil, if you get 4 mil in one sitting, your girl's done.
Yeah, everyone's done. Everyone you know.
No, he's saying your universe of girls changes.
Oh, no, I'm saying your girl's done.
Yeah, everyone's done. I think a lot of people around you.
You can be in a solid, committed relationship. You get 4 million now, one influx. Your girl's done.
Oi, be honest, Margs. If you hit 4 mil, am I going to see you again?
No, the mandem's good. We're going to all pattern.
I do this for the love, you know.
Just making sure.
I get 4 mil, we're gone.
I do this for the love.
The girl, them. They're gone
in another way.
In another way.
Man, then come, let's do filthy in DR.
Yes, what? Ooh. Filthy on the yacht.
Cuba's not communist anymore, is it?
It's some new version.
Just hope it doesn't become what we think it can become.
Which is?
Capitalism.
Are they still on the ban list?
No, I think, you remember Jay-Z went over there? And it was a big deal, but I think Barack Obama's been there now.
I remember when they started getting like Heinz.
Okay.
You remember
because
that?
They hadn't had Heinz for ages. Like, but then Heinz said, yeah, no, we can ship to Cuba now. And that's it. Another good YouTube channel, Ben and Holly's Magical Kingdom.
What's on that?
That's going to be next for you. It comes, it's like after Bluey. Like when they understand a bit more.
Oh, you need to, you know what you got coming up? Do you know about Miss Rachel?
Yeah, Miss Rachel, yeah.
Miss Rachel, she slaps. Coming, bro.
The kids are hypnotized. But Dancing bro. Fruit, have you got the Dancing Fruit?
Yes, bro, 100%.
90% we're in the wrong business, life,
no, but you see Miss Rachel, brother, when I tell you this woman cleans up, bro, she'll post a video in like 3 hours. It has like 4 million views
we're
or something.
Bro,
it's
business.
Ridiculous.
I want to know how these kids are even finding it.
No, I don't understand how I found that YouTube. How did I find that?
You just searched kids show.
But you know, because of that, my son can talk from he was like 10 months, bro.
Yeah, no, they learn. No, they learn,
bro.
From
he
that
just
stuff.
Sits in front of this.
Oh,
tent, bro,
ooh, it's like a educational,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. But she hypnotizes kids.
Yes, bro, it's crazy. I'm not gonna lie, bro. There's times, obviously not anymore. I've learned to break.
Block it out. Yeah.
Brother, there's times when my son's falling asleep. I'm there still watching it, like raw. 1, 2, 3, mad. That's like, no, literally, I'm proper. No, because it's the way she delivers it. Like, it's because she's got her husband involved. She's got her mum, her dad.
The graphics
all their
flying
brethren.
Around.
Yeah, and it's not nothing amazing, you know. It's cheap.
Do you remember when YouTube got hacked and there was that dangerous, like, there were people.
They started putting it on the children's
and on a random kid's channel, it would start saying.
Swearing and that.
Go and, no. Go put your hand on the oven.
No, but they disguised it as a child thing.
Yeah.
So again, we're in this day and age. Like, you'll have your youth watching a YouTube channel. He's 4 weeks old. Why you got to tell it? You can't even see, bro. It's just colours. Blurred colours. But it keeps them occupied. And you know, something will catch your eye. You'll be like, what? Yeah, you need to go downstairs. Rare.
And jump
off the stairs. And it's like... And then yeah, like all the comments will be like, yeah, take this off. My son has watched this. He's tangled. He's stuck behind the radiator. Like red tip. Bro, I swear down.
Yeah, like turn the oven on, turn the fire on.
I need to find out what it's called. It's in the YouTube channel with the little black kids and the songs, but it's only. It's
oh
all, like,
yeah, I got that.
It's all thing,
that.
But it's all hip hop.
I got
songs.
That. Yeah, bro.
So like, they remake them. Like there's the potty song. You teach them to use the potty, but it's that by the yadi yadi.
Yeah,
yadi
yadi yadi
yadi.
Is it not
kids'
song?
Nah,
not kids' song.
It's not
kids' song. Nah, it's like that. It's like
it's
that.
Cold.
It's like it's an animated thing as
yeah.
well. Yeah,
and
my
the real life
that.
Songs like Migos and that.
My
but
yeah,
doing,
100%.
But they're singing that.
Oh,
you've obviously.
Told me about this before.
Like, nah, Big Bad Wolf. The Big Bad Wolf's got like a rollie and that on.
Yeah, yeah.
He pulls up in the whip. Not swear down. It's
what's her name? Body, 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 body,
Megan.
Megan Stallion.
Stalliano. Party song.
Yeah, Gracie's Corner.
Racist Corner.
Gracie's Corner.
Oh my God. You can't call a channel Racist Corner.
That's crazy.
This is insane.
No, I see it. It's Gracie's Corner. Potty song, potty training by Gracie's Corner. Yeah. I'm not going to put it on because we'll get copyright.
Licked down, yeah. Because I couldn't even sing Ooh La La.
We put a video on the filthy TikTok the other day, and it was Steve-O's really good England song on the beginning of it, and TikTok was like, "You can't play this."
Well, Steve-O struck us down. Song.
Yeah,
yeah, Steve-O, you're bad, you Steve-O, man. You could put any song of mine you want.
That was probably the worst year for England songs, you know.
You reckon? Should we do one this year?
That was the worst Euros ever.
Jordy, you gonna do one?
Am I back in England like I did last tournament?
We can back England. Let's just not make a song, bro. Like,
let's support them in silence.
Yeah, the song. No, just we can silent do support. It just without song.
Did Kreps drop his song the same year as Steve-O?
I think it was.
Can I ask a question?
It was Ole Ole.
No, that was 2021. I think
that was. But you see, there was another you on that song with Kreps and Conan. Where is he, bro?
Wow, what, that's millions? A great point.
No, there was another. There was a white you. I remember. Yeah. It was a white you. You had like Kane Rolls and that.
Silver, Millions and Morrison on that song.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Morrison.
Or Millions.
Yeah, or Millions. I'm talking about Silver, Reboy.
His name was Silver.
That was his name, Silver.
S1 LVA, yeah.
Yeah,
S1, I remember that.
S1
LVA. I'll burn that in my memory. I can't remember how that goes. Must be Ole Ole. No.
Ole Ole.
Anyway, don't worry. We'll get struck down again. Let's.
Yeah. Drake.
Oh.
Are these tunes real?
What's he done?
What's going on?
I haven't seen anything. I ain't heard a single diss.
Yeah, I'm like Dan with football, bro. I don't watch these
don't
games.
Watch it.
As someone who's never been a Drake fan in any way, I find... In any way? No, I'm not a Drake fan
like
in any way.
You can like his tunes.
No. Just like, yeah, there's a dip, like, okay, if I hear like S Club 7 tune come on, I'll be like, that's a nice song. I don't like them.
Everybody's running around, bent up,
moving. Can you feel the music? Can you feel the music around?
Don't stop moving to the S Club beat.
But there's Casemiro allegations. Drake had his nose done.
Yeah, the Casemiro.
And got a BBL.
Like, so what?
Man said, so what?
Man said, so what?
Nah, light skin affinity, I hear it.
That's crazy.
Saying it today, he's not going to call me a stan or all types of light skins just because I'm spitting the facts. The boy Drizzy's different, man.
Very different. Very different.
He's the coldest. He's the best. He don't even like you.
I'm not going to lie. This stuff made me listen to J. Cole's album, though.
Which one? The new one?
Yes.
Is it any good?
Didn't get around to that one.
I think it's a good album, you know.
Is it?
I think he's been getting worse for years. But no, I've never.
When I tell you, I've never listened
okay.
to
him. No, last year his guest verses were strong.
Yeah, yeah,
everywhere
yeah.
he went.
He's always got a good verse. But I put him in that Kendrick box where I can't actually listen to you. I know you're sick, but I can't listen to you.
Yeah, I put him in that Kendrick box as well where dash it out of the window.
See, when I say I can't listen to it, yeah, a man could be playing it in a car. I'll tell man skip the tune.
Yeah.
I'll tell man don't play this.
J. Cole's not car music.
No, because I know what you're going to do. No. You're going to play 9 Kendrick Lamar tunes. Nah, brother. When I'm here, bro.
I'm with you. But he has got a cold album, though. The one with...
2014 Forest Hills Drive. That's his best album.
Are you talking about Cole?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about Kendrick.
Oh, Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah, Good Kid, Mad City is probably the... Yeah, to Pimp a Butterfly started to do that.
But it's got King Kunta on it, and that was hard, and Drake never responded to that.
Drake responded. He responded.
Not satisfactorily.
Drake is probably the best of the three. Not at rapping, music.
I think at rapping.
I don't think he's a better rapper.
Yeah, you're right. He's good kid. Lamar. Good Kid, Mad City is cold.
I think he's a better rapper than J. Cole. Have you heard J. Cole's new album?
Yeah.
You think Drake can do
why,
that?
Why are you looking at it then?
because that's too quiet. Because I didn't fancy it. I played it in my yard from start to finish. I'll never play it again.
Yeah.
No, I run every song. No.
I think it's good.
You're on record as being a not J. Cole fan though, so it's not really.
I don't rate J. Cole either.
Which is crazy because he's light skinned too. It's not a light skin. What's light skin got to do with it? I like Kodak Black.
It doesn't mean you exclusively like it. You can have Ray.
That is such a my friend's black line.
Kodak as well. It's like, by the way, now another dark skin artist you like.
Huh? Akon.
He's going to say Burna Boy next. He's leaving. He's left the States.
It was like the other day when we were trying to list rappers with the name with the word black in their name.
It's Burnham.
Black Twang.
That was where you landed. Who's the best rapper with the word black in their name?
Gorilla Black.
Black Thought's better than Gorilla Black.
Yeah, that's true.
Cold that black. Crunchy Black's hard.
Country Black's crazy.
Who's Country Black?
From 3-6 Mafia.
3-6 Mafia.
The one that looks mad.
Oh.
Wait, which one of 3-6 Mafia doesn't look
no,
mad?
No, but he looks the most like he's
DJ
been...
Paul, Juicy J is the only one that doesn't look mashed. He looks a bit mashed.
Who's the best rapper with white in their name then?
White Iverson. Oh no, that's a
song. Iverson.
You're thinking too fast.
Barry White's got to be the best white. Barry White is a lyricist. What's his best song?
What? Baza?
My favourite Barry White song is Practice What You Preach, man. Big song. You keep telling me this and telling me that.
Every song used to be a lesson, you know. They was always trying to teach us something. They stopped that.
This is what Kendrick and Cole are trying to get back to.
No, but now they're not giving us lessons. Last person to give us lessons was Jay-Z on 444.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but not everybody was ready for those lessons. Not everybody can afford that kind of artwork in their house. Like, he lost a lot of people.
That wasn't 444.
You sure?
It was 444.
It was 444.
No, the artwork was...
from before.
Magna Carta.
Now, even after that, it was like...
On 444, he's talking
about buying yards and Dumbo.
Yeah, that's not Dumbo. Art. That's not art.
It was Big Drip. Not everybody can... You know what it is? I'll be honest with you. Jay-Z's my favourite rapper. I think he's the best of all time.
I bought artwork for 2 million.
Obviously, Drake's pushing him close.
3 weeks later, that were 4 million, something like that.
I can't wait to get this to my children.
You see Dreadhead Jay-Z? He's lost.
He's a monster.
I can't, like, I don't, that's not, Jay, that's not who I know. I don't like Dreadhead Jay-Z.
But you know, you don't know Drug Dealers Anonymous. He wrote that when he was, yeah.
Yeah, but not even just that. I'm saying,
what's Jay-Z, free?
You see, like, look at some of the people that we're talking from that era that have gone, some of them are in they're in a chiz, bro. Jay-Z might be in the best possible position out of all of them. Will Smith's in the mud. That was the Fresh Prince.
No, he just came out of Coachella.
Bad Boys 4's about to drop.
He just came out of Coachella, man.
Yeah, but
he's an actor. He's in a bad place.
He just cooked Coachella.
He just killed Coachella.
He done Men in Black.
But he slapped Chris Rock a year ago. He's in a bad place.
I still think that weren't real. I think, no, do you know what it is? I remember let me see my brethren one time, he was younger. We staged something. Uh-oh. So he could be known as better in the ends.
What did you stage? You can't say it.
Would he deny it?
It's still under wraps.
That's the problem is he would deny it.
No, like, Olivia, is it still under wraps?
No, this is crazy.
Do you know what it was? It was real, but it's just we put everything in place.
I don't know what you're saying.
Listen, what's wrong with society is that Will could walk up to a man, stroll up to him in the Oscars and box a man clean in his face. Yeah, oh, I'm a badness. And a man are moving like his L.
Well, he won an award later.
And a man are moving like his L. What do you mean he's down
he
bad?
He was crying, and then he sat down at the...
But he's cried in bare films. He cried. But
they've made Wifey his L, really.
Where did he cry? Did he cry in the dance? When he got the award. That man's capable of anything, though. We've seen Pursuit of Happiness.
I think we need... Oh, brother, that film.
That ruined my life.
That film.
£7 as well, mash me up.
Which was that, the one with the jellyfish?
Yeah.
What, £7? Yeah. Is that where the could have picked another people? Way. I ain't watched it.
It's because the jellyfish is immortal.
A lot of jellyfish in the ocean in Portugal.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't touch water.
Oh, really? Don't touch
water. Yeah, my mum FaceTimed me. So
is it called the Man of War? God of War?
Man of War.
That Portuguese Man of War. I don't know if that's in Portugal, but yeah. I was in Portugal a few years ago. There's a lot of jellyfish.
What's that? A Man of
War. It's a jellyfish.
It's floating. But then it's bare ones.
It's big. If you buck a man of war, you're finished. Yeah,
you're finished. You're done.
So it's big.
What's it going to do, though?
Sting you up.
is that a threat?
Do you know how hard they are? They're not called Portuguese man of war. They're called Portuguese man of war.
What's tug of war?
Oh, my God. I see him walking through the park in the orange suit.
There you go. It's over there.
Online.
What's that?
Yeah.
Shouting about M.R. or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Tugger's crazy.
I saw Pro Green the other day. He just looks... up.
He just jumps in ice baths all the time.
Nah, he's gone.
Professor Green, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he jumps in ice baths.
He's got like health problems, though, isn't it?
Is that right?
I wouldn't know.
He's always in the ice bath.
Stomach problems or something.
I don't know, like, I'll set the camera up and I'll do it.
Lippy, when's your final?
You won it. Congratulations, by the way, Lippy.
Well done.
One trophy down this summer.
So what's your story, Dan, man?
I crushed out in the semis.
You ain't got no cup.
That's what I'm saying. As long as I've known Dan, he's never won a final. Never.
Always the bridesmaid.
We done the Arsenal though. The team that's top of the league. We got a lot of games in hand on them. Had to win all our games. Second game after the final, lost it.
Hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hangover.
Season done.
As you know, what it is. I got a match tomorrow. Had a match Saturday. We lost on Saturday, but we had a match on Wednesday. It's too much, bro. At this age, just man can't do it.
I don't know when this is up, but I'm going to watch a PK final this week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come as well.
He needs to win.
I'm going
to
report. I'm going to report the story. It's at Aveley, near Lakeside.
That's not too bad. I might afford.
I
PK is good, man.
Yeah, PK can play. He's, good.
He's having a good season.
You know, I love that show that he does. What's it called?
League of 72.
Yeah, amazing.
I'd watch everyone. Top quality content, man.
Ah, so good. So good. PK's chemistry with football players is different, though.
They're calling Ashley Williams a liar online.
Ah.
Yeah, they are.
But you know what is? When football players come on here, right, they'll mix a couple stories together in their heads. That's natural because you played 1,000 football matches.
Don't you do that yourself?
100%.
With your Sunday league matches. Oh, I scored against you lot.
But the funny thing is, Liverpool fans are mad at him because he said, we beat them 4-2 and he got injured for the season. So they sent me abuse. That's the point of the story was they abused me at the end of the season when he didn't win the league. They sent me aggressive letters and that. Liverpool fans are, we drew 2-2 and he came back in October. But did you send the letters? Did you abuse him? Because you abused him for 6 games then. You lot are soft.
I don't love United fans, yeah. But you lot at least can be tough, innit? That when you lot aren't in great times, you're like, whatever. Liverpool fans now. No, man.
They're the perfect example of a fan base that, because they talk to each other so much. They've convinced themselves of stuff that the rest of the world would be like, that's not true. Yes, it is. We've all agreed. Okay.
Gooners are like that as well, because we're always arguing with everyone else. I think we're a bit more accepting. You see Liverpool fans? Oh, my God.
You know, we don't make enough about Scousers.
Why? What do we need to make about them?
Because we always talk about the Catalan.
Yeah, they're the Liverpool.
Liverpool are the Catalan.
Where's Burnley? Is it near Liverpool?
They say we're not English.
Wait, why?
We're Scouse.
What's your map?
We're not English, we're
Scouse. Tribal over there though. Scousers are different.
I feel like Londoners say the same
thing. That's North West England.
They're saying we're not English. Bro, they boo the national anthem. This is not a joke.
What's North West Earth?
Unfortunately, Earth is round. So
what's North West Earth?
Let's say it's England. It's the United Kingdom, to be honest.
See, every North West is
It depends how you look at the map. Because I've seen a map here. I've seen another map.
I don't want to hear about your map.
Just quickly before you don't move on from Scousers,
yeah.
How do you feel about their greatest manager of all time leaving the Prem with? Leaving the Prem after 10 years with trophyless just one medal.
One medal.
I thought about this, and this is how my mind works. I was in the shower today, and I thought about this.
You thought this in the shower?
I'd say it up to not get that reaction.
Why did you say it?
Liar, then. Say you were driving.
Because I like to be factual. Manchester United.
Listen, all of this is in the show.
I'm trying to give you lots of flowers here.
Go ahead.
Manchester United picked the best 10 years to stink.
That's facts.
Because Arsenal, they came back and said, "Look at us, be good." Not worth it. Chelsea were like, "Watch us be." Nope. Liverpool said, "We're going to be the best we've been in 30." Yeah, nope. Man United have, and now Pep can't do this forever. Klopp's going. Man United now, they've got the director of football and all that. Who knows? They could get a new manager this summer. It could be the new era begins at the end of the season. And it's the perfect time.
Arsenal win the league next year, though.
Nah, if they don't win, I said it earlier during the season. If they don't win it now, they're done.
City can't win a fifth and Klopp is gone.
When's this out?
This Friday.
We're going to win the Champions League. You think? We just done it, bro.
You could actually go to Bayern and beat them. I actually believe that. I don't think
we're
going to
win the Champions League.
I didn't think over two legs you get past that.
They play City or Madrid next leg.
Yeah, so they're screwed.
Jesus Christ.
Arsenal didn't beat Bayern Munich because they're Arsenal, not because they're not better than Bayern. They don't stop being Arsenal this week.
Arsenal should beat Bayern, I think.
Yeah, but they don't because they're Arsenal.
They've lost one game at Allianz all season.
So what were you saying to me?
Huh?
You're now saying to me they're not going to win.
Oh, sorry.
Because you said they were going to win.
No, I never said they were. I said they could.
They could. Of course they could.
It's just, I don't ever care about how many points clear Arsenal are. As long as it's mathematically possible for them to be caught in April, I expect them to be caught in April.
If Man City stayed within touching distance with Kevin De Bruyne injured. Kevin De Bruyne came back and they just like won
this is where they put on their black Air Force, man.
Yeah, this is it, yeah.
Why do teams keep getting off team buses wearing like jeans?
That was a whole outfit.
And what's going on at the moment?
There's teams that have home kit suppliers. So I think Man City's might be D-squared.
Yeah.
And they get off wearing baseball jackets and jeans and that. And then they'll have their away sponsor. And their away sponsor will mostly be suits. So it'll be Hugo Boss or whatever. Mm. everything now, and especially with Man City because they're trying to hide the FFP.
Yeah,
everything.
I saw some Prada boots. I think it was. Was it Prada
Adidas
boots?
Did Prada boots. Yeah.
You know what? What pains me as a gooner, I think the game, like the Prem that I once loved, is gone.
So it's gone.
So what we win now is something else, bruv.
It would be better. It would be better to win this.
Listen, I remember baggy kits, like collars on kits, football stickers, bear man wearing black boots. Certain good players wearing black boots.
I didn't like the baggy kits.
Nah, man. That was life. Like,
this
that
isn't
was
the Premier League,
football,
you know, by the way.
What's this?
We just haven't got this a new name for it yet. This is the Super League.
When they introduced the luxury tax, which that's basically means you can spend as much as you want, no FFP, just as long as you
it.
Pay
us.
It's over. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, Super League. There's no competition after that.
They're voting for that in June. I think it passes, man.
This what? When did I say it? How long before we see Amazon United?
Or Apple FC?
Apple FC.
Google Athletic?
Lidl's got. They got the
because they're gonna
to
find
get,
the value.
Have a
as
great
well.
Team. Yeah,
but that's football. That's Football League. If you want your brands and you want your and you like your if you're a brand snob like that and you want a thing, just go and do your little brand shopping wherever else. But I'm saying you can get the real quality
essential items
in Lidl. 100%. It's there for you.
No, but Marks and Spencer, what do they call it? Like home brand, like their brand stuff.
Simply
is,
Food.
It's the greatest.
Waitrose though. Waitrose, but you only get them in certain areas.
You know what? I've never gone into a Waitrose and thought, wow, look at the quality. M&S, I see quality.
We don't see it. We're not mature enough yet.
Waitrose is good quality. Proper stuff in there.
What is it? Like
that's,
meat?
That's a good.
Meat too,
good.
Yeah. Proper stuff. Right. Waitrose is good stuff. Obviously, M&S is the...
I never used to know no quality. So I thought, like, the steak that's £3 is the same as the butcher's steak. I just thought it's steak. Like, just got. I thought I was cooking it wrong.
Is there a difference?
There has to be, man.
Different cuts.
There has to be.
Different quality. Yeah, sourcing. Different, like age, different and that.
You got
different.
Steak from a butcher's before. Halal butchers.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know.
You should eat meat.
Yeah, it's what right. talking
yeah, but
about
you
that,
don't bro. Eat meat on a... Oh, the animals. Like, no. You're doing it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like the butchers is calm. Yeah. You get me? The butchers.
I couldn't believe it when I found out he was vegetarian. I can't remember we was away. And
I can't believe his mum's a vegan.
Used to be. She's not anymore. Vegetarian now.
You know, like we're away all day and he's just snacking and doing bare nibbling on grass and thing all day, and we're there at the big dinner now and ready. And I'm saying, ain't you gonna order something proper, man? What harm to you?
What about duck? Would you like duck? Would you eat duck?
Why would I eat duck?
It's like it's not really animal.
What? Oh no, so you're saying like no, because I'm not a pescatarian, I don't eat fish. But duck is kind of fishy. Yeah.
Duck. What is a duck?
What is a duck?
What is a duck? A birdfish. What bird lives in water?
Quite a few.
Yeah, but exactly. Well, then you should be a fish.
It can't breathe underwater, though.
Nah.
Rhinos can't either.
Rhinos?
Hippos. And rhinos, though. I was right.
Yeah, nah, he's right. Yeah.
Hippos ain't fish.
Neither are rhinos,
And neither are ducks.
Bro, put it this way. If I spend the majority of my day in a pool or in water, I better learn how to breathe under this.
No, but whales and that can't breathe underwater. They're mammals, bro.
Yeah, bro. They found like a thousand new species.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
they can't breathe nowhere.
Whales can't breathe underwater.
No.
How can you not know?
No, this is crazy.
You didn't know that, bro.
They come up.
You man.
They got a blowhole, bro.
There's new fish. No one cares.
Wait, Marks has got some scientific breakthrough information, guys.
They found a thousand new species under the water today. Like
today.
In this day and age.
You can say that any day. You know?
No, they showed it in the picture. True, there's something bro. That looks like
a mad starfish thing.
No, it's like a blob.
Oh, okay.
What is your hand doing?
It's crazy.
I'm not going to lie. At a point, they just need to say, you know what? We don't know.
We don't know.
Can I tell you the truth?
Have
yeah?
this.
Because I believe, all things wise and wonderful, creatures great and small.
Yeah.
I believe true. God made everything. Yeah. That's, I'm under the mindset. Animals are some of God's greatest creations. They're amazing.
What else?
But
is
you see
God,
when
what
I
else
see
is,
fish.
What else is God's greatest creation?
Double neck. You see fish. You see fishes there. Make me question. Like, I think aliens brought them there. There's some of them fishes. Yeah.
Thinking, when you go natural history museum. When you go
what
history
frame
museum.
Of mind was God in when he made them? Because he's a celibate. You innit? He ain't got no gal. So it's not like his girl stressed him and then he was moving mad one day.
But they say God don't make mistakes.
Just rainbow flicks. He's just doing rainbow flicks.
Some of them are ugly, like evil looking.
Nah,
evil
bro. Like that. It's like, what's that game? Like,
yeah.
You know, there's games like Sims, yeah? Where it's like the older Sims games that we used to play. It's like you control everything. You got to take them to the fridge. You see the new Sims games? You can just make a yard over there.
it'll run itself, bro. So what I think is God, he just put ones in the, he put certain man in the dark.
Like, autopilot.
Yeah.
Autopilot.
They
done their own thing.
Upgraded, bro. Yeah, because all of them, they all got different systems.
So like, he's like, he pressed update automatically.
Yeah, remember, yeah. Normal fish are all right. Some of them are ugly. Some of them are actually nice. But I'm saying, go down to the levels.
Bro, you know what kind of fish there
it's
is?
It's aliens down there.
I don't with no fish.
Remember,
yeah.
There's bare animals that can survive. There's not that many animals that can survive without photosynthesis.
What? Bro, do you know what photosynthesis
what the
is,
hell
bro?
Just happened?
That's for the plants.
That's a plant. We survive without photosynthesis, bro.
But I'm saying there is no light at all at the bottom of these oceans, like. So like nothing should be surviving, but there's bare things down
there. No, but that's what I'm saying. They're on their own timing, bro. They make their own life.
Bro, realistic, that's another planet. You know what I'm saying? That's not the Earth.
Apparently, they just discovered a fossil in Australia that has a kangaroo that was apparently 170 kilograms, double the size of a heavyweight red kangaroo today.
But we were supposed to be giants, you know? Like we're meaty compared to what we
use. I'll tell you what's a lie as well. Dinosaurs.
Uh-oh.
They had feathers, bro.
Yeah, they're birds.
They had feathers. T-Rex was mad slow, couldn't catch nothing, always falling over. Idiot. But to us, he's the most scary
Why,
one.
Yeah, he's the one that we've decided it. But look at his arms. Yeah, he's
the one. You can't run with that. Yeah, no, actually, Sterling did.
Bad form.
He might not even have been there when they got extinct. He might have rubbed himself out early.
Oh, so they just rewrite history. They just picked what they want.
I was saying this to my mum the other day. Dinosaurs, yeah. It's marketing, bro.
This is what you were talking to your mum about?
It's marketing, bro. The way kids...
What did your mum say back?
She didn't say anything. Still, I had to go on Google and try and find out if it's true or not. But
because you know what it is?
That is marketing.
You see, with science and religion, yeah, it's all mad, isn't it? Because like I said, God made everything, isn't it? So that means God inhabited the earth with dinosaurs first. So he made this wonderful earth for the dinosaurs. He's like, this is a waste.
He's like, we need gal.
Start again. Yes. He's like, we need gal. He's like, what a waste.
Did you know that's happened 6 times, though? Six mass extinctions.
So what's happened?
I thought it was just one. I thought it was just dinosaurs. Then, bro, this bear, bro. Ice Age.
Bronze Age. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
There's not a movie called Bronze Age.
Yeah, Iron Age.
I know the movie Ice Age.
We're just a pawn. We're just pawns in this game.
Prawns are good. Prawns.
Why don't we eat seahorse if we eat prawns?
I don't think you can.
Seahorse could be an alien. On
that's
God,
bro,
seahorse
on
could
my
be
life,
alien.
That's a. That's.
I think the men have the pregnancies.
They just
kind
of chill, innit? They just do nothing.
Nah, the men give birth, bro, to millions of utes, bro.
They just pump them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do they look like horses?
Yeah. You see things like seahorses, sloths, like they're their own thing, fam. So you see like a tiger, there's lions, there's cat, like there's okay, loads of them. Yeah. But a sloth is just a sloth, bro.
But what's the closest to a sloth? Like is it like a monkey?
No, bro.
Koala?
There's nothing. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these are all kind of monkeys.
There's nothing else.
An anteater.
No, but they're all weird, bro. What are they, fam?
What about a platypus?
I swear to God I was going to say platypus.
That's a mammal. That's a mammal that lays eggs. Has a beak and is poisonous.
Oh my gosh. What is that?
It's poisonous, bro. It does everything, bro.
It's poisonous.
It's poisonous, bro. Their quills are... They got venom. They're venomous.
Bro, when you look at this earth...
I heard ants are poisonous.
Because there's some snakes out there. Snakes, I don't even know how they move. That's the real... I don't know how this can move.
It's a muscle, bro.
Have you seen the video of the bird chilling and then the snake wraps itself around the bird?
The bird ain't chilling. The bird thinks he's got the snake. He thinks he's got the snake. And then the snake just does the rare naked choke and just corks him
the
up.
The bird's eyes go...
Yeah. When it realises what's going on.
He's like, oh my days.
Yeah. Right, birds are sick. I think birds are so cold, man.
Nah, birds, man. I saw a seagull eating a pigeon the other day, man.
Obviously, you know what it is? Some animals have got terrible PR in it. So we only know that the big ones, like certain animals. There's certain animals that's got horrible PR because I've seen on the internet and thing, and I'm like, this is AI. This is not real.
Well,
and
then I'll give you an example.
And it's real. I can't remember.
The big bird thing. Have you seen
that? There was one I saw the other day. I'm saying, this ain't real.
Type in shoebill stork. Yeah, shoebill stork. I didn't think that was real.
I see one. I'm saying, these ain't real. And you go on Google and
that will
real.
Kill you.
There's bear animals. It's got bad PR.
Whoa.
That's how you know that needs to be done.
Man said, whoa.
That's a dinosaur.
Yeah, no.
That was one. A dinosaur.
No. That was one.
No.
And they make a mad noise. If what you hear the noise cool, they make. No, apparently they're very aggressive.
Oh.
But that's the thing. Birds are kind of snookered with them because they just fly off. Like, I don't know, there's nothing you can even do. Like,
brother, look at this, man.
Bro,
this
that can't have been
the shoebill stalk is crazy.
No, but you know, you see, like, bro, I see a video of a chicken flying, bro.
Yeah, no, chickens can fly, some of them.
Chicken run.
Yeah, chicken run. Yeah, 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 exactly. Obviously, he needed the shed and a bit of a run-up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you lot make ramps and as with BMXs?
Of course.
As kids?
Yes.
Oh, just chicken.
That's how you learn about injuries.
Oh.
Literally.
Speaking of injuries, I've got some bad news.
Oh, my days. What's happened to...
I retired from football.
Hey, you retired. You retired.
I haven't played a football match since 2021.
Wait, really?
2021.
You played your first game in 13 years, but you've retired now.
No, in 3 years. No, but what I did is I was walking the dog and there was a ball. I'm just like chipping the ball over the dog. Dog chases it, bring it back. I got to this bit where there's a clearing, there's a wall. And I'm thinking, let me just cut through it. Oh, nice chop. I went, my knee just went.
Now you got to warm up.
You can't just walk straight back in. You can't just walk back in.
The next day I did it again. Oh my God. The pain.
I'm done with football. I don't even play five for side. I wouldn't even know when I'd play. You see my brethren, yeah? I watched my brethren, yeah, have a cast from his ankle all the way up to his thigh just from playing football for fun. Not professionally, just for
fun.
Yeah,
like getting injured for free.
And we're adults. I'm saying, you know what? You're crazy. If I was you, I wouldn't kick ball again.
You just got to be smart,
the other
smart,
day,
man.
When I went to go do that content, oh, and I nearly tore my quad.
Days.
And then you had the tear the next day.
And then the next day I was hospitalised. I've made my mind. I'm not playing football again. I'm done with football. Yeah, like, it's not worth. I don't care about football like
that day, bro.
I was finished.
No, but that day was... It was the wrong conditions to come
so
back
hot.
To. Yeah,
it was
bro,
so hot.
That was ridiculous.
It might be 50 degrees out there,
bro. Hey, bro, Deagle, we're just taking free kicks. You know, it's nothing.
It weren't that hot.
Nothing. Nah, bro, it was blazing,
crazy.
Hot,
anyway, subscribe to our football show.
But I still do management. I'm undefeated in the charity knife game match. Oh, shouts out Bobby Kasanaga.
Kasanaga,
we got. Kasanaga, we're gonna win this.
I'm undefeated. We're on the manager. I'm undefeated.
We're 100% winning.
Use on the opposite team. You lost. If you was with me, you would have won.
What position? What position did you play?
I'm the manager.
Oh, sorry.
The way I galvanise the troops, set them up and the tactics and all that, it's just different.
What formation did you go with?
I played 4-2-3-1 that time.
Teams weren't fair, though.
Decent.
Why?
Who had Tef? No, in the first game...
Who was your striker? No, that's the end of that. We're done there. That's the best line ever. What's everyone watching right now?
Your Honor.
I've never seen Your Honor.
Started Shogun and I don't know why I stopped. Shogun.
First episode's
pop,
clean.
Pop.
I need to go back.
I watched that free.
What's it about?
Where can Samurai
I watch,
team.
Where can I watch that?
I need to watch that.
It's Disney Plus, on Disney Plus. It's about feudal Japan and like Catholics going to Japan and trying to infiltrate, but the
Catholics?
Japanese.
Did it land?
Right, it's top tier viewing. It's good stuff.
First episode was very good.
What is the religion in them places?
Buddhist, I think.
Shinto and in Buddhism.
Say that, and what? Shinto.
Shinto.
There's Christianity over there, though. The white man brought Christianity over there as well.
I've been watching X-Men 97. Has anyone watched that?
Oh, yeah, my
that's
God.
What are you talking about?
That's so mad. You see, I said, this is how I feel when I watch Notebook. My heartstrings.
I hate them films, you know. I don't want to watch those guys.
If you watch X-Men 97, it's going to be like how
girls
feel. X-Men 97.
What did you hear?
I thought XO.
What did you think that was?
What is the Drake documentary?
So what kind of show did you hate just now? You remember the X-Men cartoon back in the day?
They brought it back. They've revamped it. X-Men 97
they
is back.
Picked up right from where it left off. So it's called X-Men 97.
So it's Gambit and all them, man.
No, but it's new episodes. They're not just running the old things.
New.
Where is it?
Disney Plus.
Yeah, I just resubscribe.
Me too, £109.
It was 100. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What's it doing at being £109?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was baffled.
You man do annual, yeah? Oh, you man are up.
They said 1st of April we're taking the bread. I just thought, yeah, take it. £109.
I worked. It's still cheaper than most of
it's
the
still cheaper,
platforms.
And it's worth it.
Yeah,
you man do annual,
it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's nothing I do
you
annual.
You know what it is? Sometimes I want to, but nah.
Nah, it was, when you signed up right at the beginning,
it was
that
50.
Was the offer.
That,
yeah,
the offer
£50
was
for
50.
Annual. Yeah, it was.
I wanted to do when I got my PS5.
I missed the Netflix interface. So I miss actually being able to go on Netflix and
oh, you don't have Netflix. You just do Fire Stick.
Yeah, I got Netflix. I got Netflix. I got Amazon. I got
All right. We get
on the thing.
You're such a crook, man.
Nah, but you need some. You need some illegal things.
You do, you know.
I'll just put it this way. There's two broadcasters of football. I got rid of one this week.
Oh, this week?
Yeah.
I got one this week, or last week.
Did you?
Because my whole life, I've never had TNT, BT, whatever it was. Right. Never had it, ever.
Growing up, that's every what we time, could afford.
Every it's time, but I've got Sky. But I just pay for the Sky package. But then obviously, Champions League went over there.
It's true.
I ain't really cared that much. I've found ways around it, like log in here, yeah. I'll log in there, boom, 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 boom. But the other day, it was when Real were playing City and Arsenal were playing
Bayern. What a day.
And it was just like, I can't do this the cowboy way. And I got it right there and then, £30.
Bruv, I phoned them. I said, listen, I'm done. They're saying, nah, like, you don't need, like, it's calm. We can give you the same package.
You know how hard it is to get them on the phone, by the way?
I said, no.
Anyone on the phone, bro.
I said, no, I'm done. They tried one more thing. They said, listen, look, let's just put you through to the thingy team. They tried to give me every package, all the stuff, and it's like, oh, yeah, we'll bring it down to thing. I said, I am gone. They phoned me.
So sassy.
This time I'm on. They phone me all the time, Sky. Oh, because obviously I still got Sky Broadband. Oh, we'll see, like Sky Broadband. We can give you Netflix for free. Da-da-da-da-da. I say, brother, I've got internet. It's 2024. I can watch anything I want. I don't need your stupid service, man.
Has anyone seen any of Fallout?
Yeah. No. That's the game.
The game, yeah.
And it's a show now.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in games that turn to shows.
Is that exclusive? That's the rule.
Have you the Last of Us show's good. The Last of Us.
I didn't get. I've watched 2-3 episodes. I didn't finish it.
Class.
Someone said GTA should be a show, though.
About what?
Yeah.
He's like making Fortnite show.
Yeah, Fortnite show.
Franklin. No, San Andreas. You could do pick one. San Andreas, Franklin.
Why it doesn't need that branding? Then just make a show about a guy.
Come on, bro. Every mission you're killing like 17 man, bro. Just to make it back to the
yard. And shooting at Jakes.
Yeah, bro.
R1, R2, round.
I think Bryan Cranston is the same person in every show, though. Apart from Malcolm in the
Middle. Malcolm in the Middle, yeah.
Bro, he's the same guy in Your Honor. Every day he leaves his house, he faces death, and he gets away with it.
But some people, that's how they are. Like, I've never seen Bruce Willis as anything other than what Bruce Willis is.
You see Mayor of Kingstown?
Mayor of Kingstown, first episode I watched, I liked it.
OJ Simpson died. OJ Simpson.
Oh, the juice. So now can we talk about it?
The juice is contained.
She seduced the officer. She's in the prison. She seduced the officer. So
we're talking about Mayor of Kingstown now.
OJ Simpson's wife. That's why I did it.
Juice. Like, you know, juice like you're doing, you know, like when you're doing a number count and you're walking through and then he goes and he looks and she's just there on the bed, just busting it open, thinging. And obviously he's new. He's not supposed to do that. It's illegal, isn't it?
Oh, is that the show? Is that the show I keep seeing on Twitter?
Brother. She killed him.
She killed him. Yeah.
He gets her, brother. He's standing up. You know, they're standing up choppy. You know, you standing up face to face. Sex is different. Obviously,
that's weird. Yeah.
Bruv, she waited for him.
Still with the miming.
She waited for him to bust. As soon as he busts his nut, she slit his throat.
Black Widow.
Then that makes it a good show.
He must have died fast, you know, his heart was beating, fam.
Yeah.
That's a mad thing.
You know, that's they say. That's what people.
What do they say?
You stopped twice, by the way.
Yeah.
They say dying's like nothing.
Nah.
Is that what they say?
But who said that?
They say nothing's like dying. They test the levels in animals.
Nothing's like dying.
Nah, man. They check the endorphins, you know. The dopamine in the blood. And there's after like a lamb or whatever lions eat. What does a lion usually chase and eat?
Antelope.
Like a gazelle, an antelope. Yeah. And he gets the antelope. And when they die, they're like,
yeah, but that's because the antelope's been running at 50 miles per hour.
Nothing that is dying.
Finally gets caught. It's like, oh. I'm chilling.
No, but you might have a point. Like the brain might release like every hormone.
Every loss to calm you down. This is it. It's like saying, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. Lay it all out.
I think the gazelle might be the biggest victim in.
No, some animals are victims only. They're prey, innit? That's why they're here, fam.
They can't get. Is it the springbok that they can't get? Cause it runs and it jumps.
Springbok, yeah. Mm.
But you know what? It's mad, though. They're in a little community, bro. So it's like the lions will be rolling through. The gazelles will like act like they don't see them and that. You know them ones? I see one thing on Twitter, a clip on Twitter. They mash up a hyena. Yeah, yes. Broke his back leg.
Yes.
But they didn't even eat it. They walked it back to the other hyenas and just stood there like, what? Look what man done to my man. Mash up.
I was going to ask you, look, because obviously I don't understand. I understand OJ, the trial. But the OJ, the sportsman, who is he?
one of the best running backs of all time.
Is he as big as they say?
Yeah.
In football today, who is he?
Ronaldo.
No.
Nah, I wouldn't say Ronaldo. What, like Zidane? You say like Zidane-ish?
In his prime, wow, he was a top boy.
Yeah, he's the guy, bro.
He was in his prime, in that time, even when that happened, he was the man.
Would you say R9?
Because I thought they sensationalized it. Like, because he got this trial.
No. You know what? I'm saying this because of the documentary, though.
They were always quarterbacks. So he wasn't a quarterback, but he was like the sexy star of the NFL.
He was the biggest star in the NFL.
And college football as well.
I don't think he done it.
I heard he made them sign bare flipping NDAs.
Who?
His kids, OJ, just before he died.
That's fair.
He knew he was very sick. You'd have thought somewhere there's a video of him being like, here's what happened.
It is in the book. He said, he's got a book, if I did it.
Who would be the best, like what footballer would be the best American footballer, running back.
Running back with Adama Traore.
Van der Ven,
probably. Is that literally, because I think
just running back.
I think he is better as a running back than a footballer.
Yeah, I think he probably is as well. Yeah.
I don't know why he doesn't play rugby now.
Yeah.
The money, isn't it?
The money, yeah, that'd be the money, yeah.
Man. Yeah, bruv, if you could be a footballer.
Messi must be decent.
Even there's loads of.
Messi would be like a kicker or something.
Drop the shoulder, man.
Reece James could be a fullback.
Yeah, but his hamstrings.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Ivan Toney might could be a wide receiver or something.
Who's the runner? Running back. What's that? Running back.
You got to be massive, though.
Yeah.
That's Adama Traore.
I would have done NFL, though. I'm not on a pro team, but that would have been my sport if I was American. Yeah,
100%. No, they all... Listen, what I say. When they get to that college and the uni and it starts getting serious, they pick one, innit? You see, like, all high school, like, they play everything. All of them, LeBron and they were playing football. All of them are playing everything. They're sick. That's why Playbook can move like that.
But the sport that I would have followed... I don't think I would have been a basketball fan like that. I'm NFL, bro.
This has been a classic bonus episode.
I don't, honestly, I don't know what we spoke about.
And to end it, I'm going to introduce the panel from my right to my left.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm going to promote Pen Game again because Pen Game is flying. The algorithm's cooking.
That's my show,
it's,
man.
It's crossing over to America. I made it to World Star the other day. There's no greater honour than being on World Star Hip Hop.
I felt
proud when I saw that.
That's the culture,
you get me?
Still. That's the culture.
That viral was invented by World Star to me.
100%.
But... And obviously, they was getting love and all that, but you know what Americans like. The comments were crazy.
Tea and crumpets.
They was flaming them man in the comments, boy.
them talking about cheese.
You need that, though. You need that. We need it. First, they'll see it, not understand it, and then when they properly, you get me?
28th of April, Croydon Box Park. Tickets are totally free. Well, they're free for you, like, not me.
Who are your judges?
You got... My judges are... Remy Bergs.
What's the problem?
Darkest Man. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember. Oh, and then the two that had the battle, Darkest and Specs.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Next to the panel, he's representing the Boston Red Sox. He doesn't know that, but he is.
I do.
Baseball doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
His name's Lippy.
Yeah, man, we've done all right in the major league this year. Maybe we'll come fourth next year.
Next on the panel, his album, his EP, he doesn't like to call it an album, is still out. You should still listen to it. It's still his most successful project. He went to the studio the other day, scrapped a couple verses. He is making AI Drake disses. His name's Jordy, him and Lumos.
Yeah, I went to the studio, I'm out of shape. Lumos, stop talking to me about AI, son. I don't know what he's talking about. And yeah, I got nothing to report, man. I'm looking for beaches all summer. That's my story.
I'm looking for beaches. All summer as well.
Yeah. Next on the panel, he's fresh from Copenhagen. He's not fresh at all, but he's just had a Barocca and he thinks that stats are like bikinis. Yeah. His name's Savage Dan.
Yeah.
Have you got a marketing team?
You guys are my marketing team.
This has been Filthy at 5, filthyat5.com, nordvpn.com/filthyfellas, or use a coupon code filthyfellas to get your deal with NordVPN. Thank you for coming.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,